An independent federal watchdog agency has found some states that have implemented work requirements for Medicaid recipients did not reveal the full costs to get those programs running. James Dawson reports.
The report by the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, looked at five states that have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on making sure Medicaid participants are working. Kentucky, for example, has spent at least $270 million, mostly to set up a new computer system. Feds have picked up much of that tab, but the state is still paying millions. Carolyn Yoakum helped write the report for the GAO. She says states didn't have to reveal any cost estimates when they applied for the waiver.
If it's not reported, no one can review and comment on it. So there's added costs that are a concern, but then there's also a transparency concern.
Idaho is in the process of applying for a similar waiver. Representative Brian Zollinger says state lawmakers did estimate about $1.4 million in ongoing costs to oversee the work requirements if they're approved, but
I don't want any more costs than we can save through the program itself.
Zollinger doesn't think costs will escalate that much, but he says he's willing to revisit the issue if they do rise significantly. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.